Welcome back to Head Games Radio with Solomon Wilcots from the NFL Channel and CBS. Solomon, I thought what we'd do is we start with breaking down these teams. To me, the bottom line is that Ron Jaworski's talked about, that Mark Schlereth talked about, that Greg Gumbel's talked about, is that Chicago is in big trouble if they can't get their run game going. What do you think about that?
Well, I definitely agree, because remember, it was the run defense that was perceived to be the Achilles heel for the Indianapolis Colts defense. And no one has really been able to take advantage of it so far in the postseason. Remember, they gave us the most yards per game rushing, 173 per game during the regular season. And now here in the postseason, they have played really lights out. So I think it's going to be important that you've got to be able to take advantage of their run defense. I like Thomas Jones. I like what Cedric Bence has brought to the table. I know Lovie Smith wants to play a very physical game with this Colts defense. It really, it starts with their ability to run the ball against the Colts.
Ron Jaworski talked about as a road grader crew. They aren't tremendously athletic. They are just bulldozers. Here's Mark Schlereth, otherwise known in a friendly manner as Stinky, from yesterday's show.
I think Olin Cruz is obviously probably the best center in the game today, but he's also one of the nastiest players in the game. He will definitely give you the business, as they say. And I just love the way they play. I mean, they are a hard-nosed group. You know, they're a power-running football team. I'll tell you, one of the guys to keep your eyes on, one of the guys that really made a difference in Sunday's game against New Orleans was tight end Desmond Clark, guy that was a former teammate of mine with the Denver Broncos. And not only in the run blocking game, where he's getting second and third blocks on people, it's just amazing, but also controlling the middle of the field to keep some one-on-one matchups with Bernard Berrien on the outside. So he's a guy that you really have to, kind of an unsung hero guy that you really got to keep your eye on, because he made some gigantic plays in that game against the Saints.
That's Mark Schlereth. What about that? Let's talk about Chicago. We spent a lot of time on Manning and his defining moment. But if Chicago can open up the middle of the field, if they can get ahead early, then this is going to be a long game.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, if Chicago can get the lead, the key is, though, is that Peyton Manning can score points in bunches. I mean, very quickly. So I don't even think a 14-point lead. I don't think Chicago's safe with anything like that. All you're doing is forcing Peyton Manning to throw the ball more every time he drops back. I think any scenario really, I think, plays right into the hand of the Indianapolis Colts. This is something that they've done. They've created a more flexible game plan, a flexible way of playing. They can play down by 18, as we saw against the Patriots. They can play ahead and up by 21, or they can play in a really closely contested ball game. Either way it goes, the Colts are going to always be in it, no matter what the score says.
Well, I thought I'd have a little fun, since you were a very effective defensive back in your time. Stephon Page, who set at one time the all-time yardage record for a single game with the Kansas City Chiefs, he's on the line. Stephon, how are you?
I'm doing great, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I want to be very specific with you. Break down for me. We talk about Desmond Clark, that tight end who gets incredible downfield blocks and creating some space there in the middle of the field for Chicago. Break down Bernard Berrien and the other receivers for Chicago with us, with Solomon Wilcots. Start with Stephon.
What's so special about Bernard Berrien? I tell you what, I got a chance to really know him a little bit personal, because he's one of my alma mater, Fresno State guys. Bernard's always had that big play capability. He has that long frame. He can run very fast and precise routes. He's the guy that can stress the defense. He's the guy that they're looking for the big play to light that spark. We got Musi Muhammad, and he's another guy that's been doing it for years. He's a crafty veteran, runs great route. He's a guy that you can count on to when it comes to a possession, when it comes to making a play, he can keep the drive going. I think the Bears receivers actually, I think they have a nice receiving core, because Grossman counts on those receivers. They make him look really good. There's times when Grossman not really doing as well, but his receivers, you saw Bernard make that great play. It wasn't the best throw, but he had to actually make a good, as far as going back and attacking the football, he made Wilson look good on that one long one that he caught and ended up scoring for a touchdown. So I think the Bears receivers are very, very well taught and very, very skilled.
Absolutely. And, you know, Solomon, the way they block downfield, Muhsin Muhammad, I saw him in a couple excellent disciplined blocks downfield. Tell us the importance of that. When you're the safety coming up and you've got a receiver that is digging into your crotch and sticking with you, how important is that in a game like
this?
Let
me tell you, it begins to really annoy those safeties and corners when receivers, we take a lot of pride in that as far as going down blocking as well as catching the football, because the first thing you do is you can block well, and what it does, it helps you sell that running game. And what it does, if the safety continue to be as active coming up to try to stop the run, now we set them up for the play action. So it's very critical that the receiver maintains his block, and he's 100% that he goes out every time there's a running play, that he's effectively be able to put a body on one of those defensive backs.
Well, listen,
I
buddy,
agree.
We appreciate you joining us, man. And Stephon, we love you, buddy. And we'll check in with you next week to talk about this game.
You got it.
Thanks, man. Solomon, tell me some more of the things that you've been noticing about the differences between the mentality and the schemes of these two teams.
Well, in terms of the mentality and the schemes on offense, you've got, with Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis coach, you've got one that really tries to achieve the perfect balance between the run and the pass. Peyton Manning gets to control all the mechanisms within that offense, the ability to check to the run if you're going to play in coverage and try to take away the passing game. If you only have six or seven in the box, he's going to pound the running game at you. And then if you decide you want to crowd the line of scrimmage, and at that point, then he's going to go up top. So he controls the mechanisms. He's pulling the trigger, and no one does it better than Peyton Manning. I think if you look at the Bears on offense, they get off the bus wanting to run the football. And I think they understand that the offensive line's got to be dominant. The offensive line has to control the game. They want to try to protect Rex Grossman. But if you get to the point where you're crowding the line of scrimmage, you give him an easy throw against one-on-one coverage with the receivers that Stephon Page just talked about, they will take shots down the field at you, and they're capable of beating you. We saw that in the NFC Championship game against the New Orleans Saints.
Here's another clip from Mark Schlereth about the Indianapolis Colts offensive line.
If you will, and kind of the finesse football that they have been asked to play, and ultimately, they have really changed things. I was talking to Dehani Jones, linebacker from the Philadelphia Eagles, and November 26th, the Indianapolis Colts beat them 45-21. And you know, the big thing right now is with Joseph Addai and the way they're running that football, they have really started to be a power run game, and they're getting great production out of their offensive line. It's not that their offensive line couldn't do it in the past; it's that they were never asked to do it, and it's something that they didn't really work on. You know, and run blocking is like any other skill that you have to work on. You've got to be able to work on your feet and your hands, and you've got to be work on getting leverage. And the Indianapolis Colts have kind of changed that part of their game. They are a much more legitimate running football team now, and they're running with power. And there's an excitement about the game. It's really taking a ton of pressure off Peyton Manning and that crew. And you're right, Jeff Saturday flatbacks Vince Wilfork on Joseph Addai's last touchdown. It was a thing of beauty.
It was a thing of beauty. So isn't it interesting how, in some ways, Peyton Manning not playing so well earlier in the postseason, the team knows that they can win without him having to be perfect?
Well, I think that's exactly what Tony Dungy wanted to achieve. He wanted to figure out ways to win games just in case that Peyton Manning was going to have an off day. That's why they wanted balance. That's why they wanted the running game to improve, and that's why they wanted the defense also to improve. They were able to win games without Peyton getting the ball in the end zone in Baltimore. And so this proves that how flexible they are, whether it's offense, defense. They feel like they can win the game in a close, low-scoring game. They can win in a shootout. They're flexible enough to win no matter what kind of matchup they're going to be presented with on Super Bowl Sunday.
So in our last 30 seconds, what I hear you saying, Solomon, is Indianapolis has the edge because they have the ability to adapt to every kind of situation. Chicago, while they have an incredibly opportunistic defense, they are less flexible, and for that reason you give the edge to Indy.
I give the edge to Indy, but watch out for the Chicago Bears special teams. They do hold the edge in that category.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Solomon about maybe a more important subject in some ways, the fact that an African-American coach is going to win the Super Bowl and what that means as he sees it, the way that African-American coaches maybe have risen to the very top of the profession, what it means now, what it means in the future, on Head Games Radio on Sports Byline USA and Sirius Satellite Channel 122.